Mason, I know you guys are looking for answers for this, but what's the solution to this, this scenario?
You know, for me, just staying aggressive, you know, not backing off, giving them time to kind of, you know, make plays. And, you know, again, tonight we played a really solid game for, you know, 50 minutes, you know, so I think, you know, just being aggressive and being there for each other, backing each other up. You know, one guy dives in for you know, he thinks he can get it, you know, cover for him. You know, there's just little things like that I think can really help.
Was there a departure from the way you played earlier in the game, do you think, later in the third?
I mean, listen, they got some world-class players over there. So, you know, they're going to make plays. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we got to do our best to not give them time and space to make those kind of plays, right? So, you know, they got great players. And, you know, they storm back on us. But, you know, like I said, 50 minutes, I love our game. So,
Mason, did you guys feel like there was too many men on the ice late? Was that what was going on with the bench?
Yeah, either that or the offside. We thought maybe it was offside. I honestly, myself, I didn't really get a great look at it, but you know, that's kind of what we're looking at.
And you're somebody who's banging a stick on the bench. Did the officials say anything to you, like, we can't review it, or did you know what they were saying from afar?
No, I don't know. That wasn't me. So no, I'm not sure. They kind of just, you know, skated off like it was at the end of the game. So, yeah, I don't really know how that works. I've never had anything like that happen. So I don't really know what the protocol is, if they're supposed to stay out there and wait or whatever. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mason.
Thanks, guys.